Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama. Together you got smooth drama. Smooth drama.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word. Of course, I want you to holler at me. And the call-in number is 347-826-7435. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. And I know some of y'all scared to call, so feel free to email me your questions, comments, concerns at smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com. I also want you to social network with me, so you can go to my Facebook page, Smooth Drama, and ask to join. I'm always encouraged by the people who ask to join the Smooth Drama page and ask to befriend me, whatnot. But I do encourage you to, like, interact with me. I mean, it's kind of weird, like, you're my friend, but you don't say nothing. It's like you're like a hidden stalker. Not that I'm calling you a stalker. If you've added me before and you've never said hi to me, except for on my birthday, when I get this long list of happy birthdays from like 200 people I don't know. Not that I'm complaining. I'm just saying. Once again, Google me. If I'm wherever I'm at, you see Smooth Drama, add me, I'll add you back. We can talk a taste on it. I'm that kind of guy. Not the LL Cool J kind of guy. I'm not leaving my drawers in your hamper, but I'm that kind of guy, if you remember that. And welcome to the Smooth Drama You Can't Stop Reality from Being Real show. Well, of course, I'll be talking about that reality that's not really real, but is it real? No, I don't know. Maybe. First, before I get into it, I want to give a shout out to all my folks in New Orleans. Here they're safe. Everybody's reporting in live on Facebook. Yes, we're safe. Telling the government where you're at so they can drone bomb you. I'm playing. But maybe I'm not. I don't know. But I've talked to my peoples and they're good. So shout out to them. And if you're listening, you know, I'll be down there to hang out with y'all. Unless the tornado comes back, then I'm not coming down there to hang with y'all. Tornadoes in New Orleans? I mean, we got hurricanes. Tornadoes, that's some Midwest stuff. It's like, and it was 7. So, I, of course, believe in HAARP. I'm a conspiracy theorist, right? So, HAARP is that organization that controls the weather. I'm like, when's the last time you heard of a tornado in the South, like where there's hurricanes? Once again, that's some Midwest stuff. I don't know. I'm a conspiracy theorist. It seems inconceivable, but conceivable. When you think about it, anything's possible nowadays. And speaking of anything being possible, and we talk about reality from being real, why I'm not a cop part, whatever the hell number I'm on, is men accused of department store sex. But that wasn't it. They exposed the cops to scabies. Now, I'm talking about this because, as I've said many times, this is one of the reasons why I'm not a cop. Because, see, racism, these dudes survived. There's two men who they were arrested Monday. They were engaging in a sex act at a New Jersey Bed Bath & Beyond store. Shout out to Mr. J up there in New Jersey. Maybe he got some pictures on his cell phone. he can share. But yeah, reportedly, one of the men, I mean, they say one of the men was infected with scabies, which means both of them were infected with scabies, because obviously one can have it and it be contagious and the other one not have it if they're engaging in sex acts in a public store. That's, and I'm saying the police found out that they had scabies, and they're facing several charges, including lewdness, criminal mischief, and possession of marijuana. But they made it to the booking station, and they found out they had scabies. I'm sorry. I'm shooting you, which is why I'm not a cop. If you expose me to scabies, I didn't arrest you, I haven't handled you, whatnot, and I'm shooting you. It's just, justice, whatever. But once again, this is why I'm not a cop, because I would bust the cap in you if you exposed me to scabies. Like, what? He has scabies? They like, no. Pow, pow, pow. You don't go to jail for killing people as cops nowadays. Well, I guess what I would have to do if I had my white makeup on, then I could get away with it, because if I'm white and I kill someone, then I'm good. And I, once again, I have to make sure that it's on camera too, because if you do it off camera, you're guilty. But if you do it on camera, you're not guilty. But yeah, they have sex act, whatever you want to call that. I don't know if that'd be fucking dick. I don't know. But in the store, in the Bed Bath and Beyond, who does that? Apparently them. But I thought the funniest thing, you know, I love the state of Florida. Shout out to the homie Najib there. If you're listening, holla at your boy. Florida man stole $7 billion. He said, because Jesus wanted him to be wealthy. I'm like, I couldn't even really argue with that. I'm like, you know what? If it worked, it obviously it didn't work because he got caught. But he made $7 million in fraudulent wire transfers, and he told the court Jesus wanted him to be wealthy. Now, if he found not guilty, I'm like, I need to use that one. But once again, I know I got to put my white makeup on, but John Michael Haskew of Lakeland, Florida, he set up them wire transfers and he made it happen. I'm like, maybe I need to do that. See what happens. White makeup on first. I know. Get my Caucasian on and maybe I'll get away with it. I mean, if I am going to go to jail, at least it'll be in one of them country club jails, because that's where, if I have my Caucasian, but maybe I might get in trouble because I get arrested, then they'll find out that I'm not Caucasian when they bathe me or whatever, I don't know. You don't have to shower when you go to jail, I don't think, because I know I probably wouldn't. I'd probably be the funkiest dude ever in the jail. Like, you know what? Don't even approach him. I ain't showering. You ain't got to worry about me dropping soap, because soap is not touching this body. If you want this, it's going to be the dirtiest, nastiest booty you ever take in your life. You believe that? The funk will be flowing. Like that EPMD song, Let the Funk Flow. That would be me. I ain't brushing. None of that. But I'm getting way too nasty. I just want to talk about Jesus wanting somebody to be wealthy. I'm thinking Jesus wants me to be wealthy too. So I'm going to have to do that wire transfer thing. See what happens. But I'm not being serious. All non-seriousness aside, I mean, I have a supreme hate for fakeness, right? And this last story, it just rubs me the wrong way. If you know me, I'm a basketball guy. I have basket in one eye and ball in the other. Well, that don't come out right because I don't have balls in my eye. It's an eyeball, but anyway. So I love basketball. Like, you know, it's my sport. It's my game. Come to find out that the NBA has created an esports league for basketball. So basically, the NBA teamed up with video game publisher Take-Two Interactive to create an esports league in the United States. Video gaming and major sports league. Eventually, all the NBA teams will have an esports division. But initially, only a few will be chosen. Now, in England, Manchester City and West Ham have signed up esports players. In this basketball league, it's going to be known as the NBA 2K E-League, start playing in 2018. And the teams will be made up of 5 players. And they're going to play a 5-month season that mirrors the real NBA season. And basically, if you're chosen to make up a team, you'd be given a salary and play the game as avatars that they create for themselves rather than represent actual players. I hate it. I mean, I don't just hate it. I despise the fact that you're going to have NBA avatars, well, people playing in this E-League. And I coach basketball, too. So there are kids who talk about I'm nice, but they're nice in the video game. I'm like, that's not, like, the same. Nice in the video game and nice in a real basketball game, like where people can actually touch you, talk trash, play defense, whatever, is different. Because, you know, I've had some kids talk to, yeah, I'm nice in basketball because they play video games or they think that translates to real life. And video game, virtual reality, it does not. It's not real. I mean, I'll take a guess that it's promoting fat bastardism. That's a word, fat bastardism, where you're going to just have a whole bunch of dudes who never go outside. And my visual is always these, and I'm stereotyping because I'm a hater like this, where it's just a bunch of fat dudes in their mama's basement. With their draws around their ankles, shorts around their ankles, whatnot. Just, I'm playing this game. I'm nice. That's my visual. I know it's some regular looking people, allegedly, that do that. But I'm not going to give you credit for it. I'm sorry. It's like there's something about being on the actual court. And I get it, video games. Every now and again, I might indulge in a video game, but as far as I'm going to have video games and I'm going to play it and I'm going to die 500 times in the day, every day, no, not going to happen. And I'm not going to be one of these fake basketball players, which is what I call the E-League players. You're a fake basketball player. If you're involved in this, hey, that's just what it is for me. And so this is part of that whole you can't stop reality from being real, except for the fact that this is unreality. It's going to be thought of as real. It's the whole virtual reality thing, the virtual reality craze, where you're going to have folks like, yeah, man, can you imagine it's going to be a lot of folks like trying to be a part of this league. Yeah, I'm one of the 150 greatest NBA 2K league players in the world. Like, I guess that's an accomplishment. But for me, nah. I think you're a sucker. And I don't care. And with that, I'm going to break. And this is the homie, the Hugh. I don't care.
All them working, I'm sure. And him and them and her. always come first. I don't care.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N Word. That was the homie down in Houston, the Hugh. I don't care. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. And if my homies is listening, I'm still waiting on a royalty check for inspiring you to make that music. I'm just saying. I wrote that in my head, and I telepathically sent it to you like 20 years ago. You're welcome. Anyway, we know it's Black History Month, and folks get a little fired up in February, shortest month of the year. Black History Month. Now, I mean, it was given not because it was the shortest month, according to the story, but because it was Frederick Douglass's birthday in February, which is part of it, as a tribute to him, as well as Carter G. Woodson, who started it off in February, Black History Week, and it ended up being evolving into Black History Month. But I saw an article in the Huffington Post where it's called Black Pussy Matters. And they go on. It was like some old spoken word talking about, you know, like my pussy didn't just wake up and my pussy's not pink. You know, just basically talking about how Black Pussy Matters. And I just say, has Black Pussy not ever mattered? Like, I'm not gonna say all pussy matters. I'm just gonna say I always thought that, you know, they're talking about the recent hype about pussy power, and you know, this is what this author was talking about, Black Pussy Matters. Yeah. But I've always thought in the know, Black pussies always matter. Always will matter. I came from one. And they are beautiful things. You can, like, anyway, I'm not gonna go there. I'm like, can we be smooth and even it out and say Black dick matters also? Black dick, Black pussy. They both matter. Can we be even? Can we get a little balance? I know we talk about women's feminist movements, all that, but I think it's always important that we have the balance, and you know, we talk about Black Lives Matter. We can't say Black Lives Matter, but fuck that bitch. You know. And at the same time, you can't be Black Lives Matter, but that N-word ain't shit. I mean, it's one of those things where we have to be unified in the face of what we're dealing with out and out. People who have no regard for us in any way, shape, or form. So yes, Black Pussy Matters. Believe me, if I could, if I can get paid to do it too, I could sit and look at black pussy all day, every day. It would be my dream job. Like, well, that's why I'm not another, I can't be a cop. I couldn't be a gynecologist either, because I probably would part be turned on and then get grossed out at the same time. Because, you know, some pussies aren't meant for human consumption. Like, they shouldn't be seen, but they're seen anyway. Anyway. You get off of this, because black pussy matters. Black dick matters. Black lives matter. Just, we matter. That's the moral of the story, I think. In between, you know, my favorite part of the show every week, where I get to talk about the dumbass of the week. And we are here. Black dumbasses matter too. Always got to get that last burp in, because it doesn't mean the same unless you get that last one in. Anyway, dumbass of the week. There's a dude. He posted a Cheeto that supposedly looks like Harambe, and it's on eBay for $100,000. Now, I don't know if y'all know. I mean, because the Harambe thing, I didn't really pay attention to. Oh, it's that gorilla that got killed in the Cincinnati Zoo. And so there's a picture, the hot Cheeto, that supposedly they have a picture of the hot Cheeto next to a picture of Harambe. And I'm like, and he's selling it on eBay for $100,000. Like, now, of course, no one has been dumb enough to, like, really bid on it. It's like $11.99 is where the bidding started. And I don't think it's been bid on yet. I hadn't checked it out. But I'm guessing if somebody really wants to buy it, I'll be waiting, because, of course, If you bought the Harambe hot Cheeto, I got a lot of shit to sell you. You talking about you bought that? I mean, if you buy it for $11.99, I got a few things to sell you. So I'm waiting. I mean, the person that put it on there is like, Can we smack people that we don't know for doing stupid stuff and not go to jail? I mean, aside from being a cop, I mean, that's why I wouldn't be a cop, but it's one of the moments where I wish I was a cop. I could just, like, find out where they are, kick in the door, hit them in the back of the head with my gun, take this off eBay as stupid. I don't know. I know it doesn't sound ethical or real, but it seems like a real good idea to me. I guess moving on to more serious matters. Hater of the week. Real easy. Steve Bannon. If you don't know who Steve Bannon is, he is your representative here in the United States. Steve Bannon is Donald Trump's advisor. He went to the Vatican he's supposed to cover the canonization of John Paul II. But also, he was there to hang out with conservative cardinals like Raymond Burke, who had clashed with the Pope. And these guys, they have one thing in their head. They saw Islam as threatening to overrun the West. And they want to change that. I mean, basically, these dudes want to restart the Crusades. Now, if you don't know what the Crusades were, that's when the world's religions, Islam and Christianity, well, the two biggest ones, they were doing their Crips and Bloods. This is where the Crips and Bloods get it from. they all came together in the name of God to say that, hey, the way we worship God in peace and love is better than the way you worship God in peace and love, so I have to kill you in the name of love. This is where we are. We're gonna go full circle on the in the name of love, I have to kill you. I don't know if you've heard. I mean, we start off with the ban on quote unquote hostile Muslim countries, and now we've moved into full on when they start collaborating with the church. And understand, historically, you couldn't really start a war unless you collaborated with the churches, and so. You have the cardinals, like, yeah, getting rid of them Muslims would be a good idea. And I'm guessing on the Islamic side, they're looking at it and it's like, you know what? We need to gear up to fight the West, because those Christian devils are coming for us, and we're going to have to bust back. So get ready for, I guess if you want to call it World War III. Not that we've ever stopped fighting and shooting at each other, country by country. But yeah, I guess if you want to talk about a major war, it's looking like it's coming. I mean, because that's kind of how we spur on the economy in different countries. As you know, if you studied economics, you understand that capitalism doesn't really work as just a quote-unquote free market system, because you need people to capitalize on, and in order to do that, you have to have turnover, you have to get rid of people, and you have to have something to rebuild. So in order to rebuild something, you kind of have to tear stuff down, because most places already have stuff, and so you tear it down and take advantage of those people and make them work cheaply, and rich people make money. That's kind of how that goes. And these crusades, once again, in the name of love, that Steve Bannon and people like him in Vatican and other religious organizations, they're all like, yeah, now's the time. So get ready. You get to choose up and be on the side. Yes, I'm with the Crips, a.k.a. Christians. Or I'm with the Bloods, a.k.a. Muslims. Shout out to everybody that's down with that foolishness, because it's coming to a country near you sooner rather then later. But in less depressing news, there's studies, and you know how I feel about these studies. I like talking about them, where they're dumb, make no sense, whatnot. But I saw a study that said that in this latest research, there's racial bias in deadly police shootings. I was like, oh my God. I didn't know that. I don't think anyone knew that. There's racial bias in deadly police shootings? So, I opened it up. And according to the journal Criminology and Public Policy, Black Americans are more than twice as likely as white Americans to be unarmed when they're shot and killed by police officers. And the study finds that racial bias is a likely contributing factor. Like, what? Can you believe that? It just, I just would never have thought that something like that could be possible. I mean, do you need data for that? I mean, do you need data for that? It's really funny. I mean, yeah. Obviously, folks, there are a lot of people who are numbers driven. And then there's just, hey, you just see it. We know it. I guess the data is for the people who are not being shot on a consistent basis, a.k.a. white people. I mean, like, no, show me facts. And then they see it. Oh, well, I guess it's right. But maybe it's not because it's somebody can skew the numbers. So, I got some numbers for you. Trump just signed an executive order on crime in law enforcement. One of the powers he gave was the broad authority to increase intelligence and law enforcement information sharing with foreign powers in order to crack down on what they call transnational criminal organizations and their subsidiaries. Now, when I think of transnational criminal organizations and their subsidiaries, shit, I think of Coca-Cola, Pepsi-Cola, you know, Nike. Companies that, that's what they do. They use slave labor in foreign countries. And they charge exorbitant prices here. But apparently, this is, as he calls it, and I'm going to quote your president, undertake all necessary and lawful action to break the back of the criminal cartels that have spread across our nation and are destroying the blood of our youth and many other people. Okay. As we know, all the guns are made in the hood, in those drug dealing factories. All that cocaine is poppy fields, all up in the hood. You know, I drove by like 3 or 4 poppy fields on the way home earlier today. They had the sandbags out there trying to keep all the water from flooding. From the flooding of the poppy seed fields. Like, really? Woo, you talking about reality from being real? This is the most unreal shit ever. But they signed the executive order so they can basically spy on the cartels, a.k.a. you. You know? They're going to have administrative and financial support from the Attorney General's office because they plan to stop crime and crimes of violence against law enforcement officers also. Yeah. Can't wait to see how that goes, even though it's kind of Groundhog Day-ish, right? We know Groundhog Day is what happens to us on a day-to-day basis. It's not going to change. It's coming every day, all day. But hey, you know, it's where we're at. Before I get all depressed, I'm going to break and get my boogie on. This is Digital Underground, Packet Man.
Trying to get your attention so you can take a look at this invention. Now, PC, I got some more in my jacket.
Then what are these, condoms?
Sex packets. It's like a pill. You can even chew it up or like an Alka-Seltzer. Dissolve it in a cup. And get this. See the girl on the cover? You black out, and she becomes your lover.
You're tripping.
No, I'm serious. These are authentic.
Yeah, well, I don't think hallucinogenic.
Wrong again, my man. This is way more real. But since you know everything, I'll make someone else a deal. Package.
Well, now you got the material. I'm kind of thinking about buying it.
At least for $10, it can't hurt to try it.
Well, what exactly do I get?
Well, read what it says. Look at the picture.
Fact. It says, Chinese girl, age 17, waist 24, size 33. This one here says, young black virgin. Man, this is crazy. I'm going to have to splurge and get me a few of these things. How long do they last?
Well, it depends. Let's see. These cheap ones here are 10 minutes, but these are extra power. They last about a half an hour. And these here sell about 40, because you get two girls.
Yeah, it says 40.
Right. And if you're married, it's no big deal. You're not cheating at all. You're just popping a pill. And if your wife's got a headache and wants to hit the sack, it's cool. Take a packet, fool. Biochemically compacted sexual affection. Now here, take a look at my selection.
Yeah,
it's
packing,
packing.
Yeah, it's
packing, packing.
Who needs packing?
Yeah,
it's packing, packing. Captain packing. Okay, I want these two boxes of three. And give me Blondie here. And then one that said orgy. And by the way, I need something for my woman.
Sure, I got guy packing.
Cool, give me some of them.
Now let me show you how to take it. Either sit or lie down, and you really should be naked. Otherwise, you're gonna mess up your clothes. Know what I mean? This is more than just a dream. It's very realistic, and it's gonna blow your mind. So be careful. Only take one at a time, and never take one behind the wheel. You'll black out and hit a pole.
Cool, let's make the deal.
These are 40, these are 80, and this one here's 10. Just give me $100, I'll call it even. But don't pull your money out yet, see. There's one or two knocks in this area that threat me. Over here.
Yeah, that looks kind of cool. Only 40, 60, 80, 100.
Smooth. Here's my number, in case you need to reach me again. And remember, you need to be as safe as you can. There's only one thing safer than using your hand. Dial that FIFA number.
Yeah.
And call a package name.
All right, right, welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word. That was Digital Underground, Packet Man, because, you know, you can take a pill and be with whoever. Now, actually, it's virtual reality. Soon you'll be able to, like, put on some goggles. You ain't even got to talk to humans no more. You just gonna be able to whatever, all by yourself. I don't know if y'all don't see how that's going, where people don't actually converse with one another. They just can do stuff all by themselves. See, because apart from the actual human experience, you can't organize and fight against who you need to fight against because you're too busy separated from yourself, by yourself, for yourself. No collectivism. Anyway, Groundhog Day. Was the Groundhog Day event for the day? Yeah, I remember we was talking about the Standing Rock Sioux chairman, Dave Archibald, the same David Archibald that was talking about. Oh, let me make sure I say it right. David Archibald II, because his daddy probably knew better. But this dude was talking about he had scheduled a White House meeting and to stop the Dakota pipeline. And he had a meeting scheduled the next morning right after they had announced that, hey, the Army was going to go and make sure that they're going to keep construction of the pipeline going. And so what did this dude say? I just feel that I was slighted. I was disrespected. I think that I was set up. And I'm like, no, seriously? You thought. And I think we talked on this show before. Over 500 treaties that the United States government has signed with Native Americans for their land, mind you. Which is funny because you're signing treaties for land that you actually live on. And they were all reneged on. You ain't even have a treaty. He's like, yeah, me and Trump, we gonna talk. And I'm hoping, I'm like, really? See, this is why history, you study history, so you would know. I mean, if he'd have called me, I'd been like, Dave, dude, 500 treaties, over 500 treaties. They haven't abided by, I believe it's Nair None of them. Is that a comedian? Nair None of them. It's not going to happen. It never has happened. And you thought that, oh, it's 2017. It'll be different now because they respect Native Americans. Yeah. He really thought, I mean, one, Trump is making money off this deal. Like, he was going, like, I'm going to take money out of my pocket to be nice to people that we don't respect or care nothing about. I mean, Groundhog Day is how America treats the Native American. I mean, people talk about having the short end of the stick. Native Americans, you don't even get to pick a stick. There's no stick for them. You don't get the short end. You get no stick. You don't even get to pick one. We just shooting y'all. And if we're not shooting y'all, we giving y'all a disease. And if we're not giving you a disease, we're making you walk across the country to a barren land that had nothing. the worst desirable land that we have, we're going to give that to y'all. And then come back 100-some years later and take that from you, too. That's Groundhog Day for good old Native Americans. Groundhog Day for regular folks. Kentucky jail. Apparently, they wrongfully held hundreds of inmates. And there's a suit. Jacob Healy, for example, was kept in jail for 13 extra hours after serving his 3-day sentence. And he wasn't released until he began making inquiries about why he was incarcerated past 72 hours. And there are a lot of people like that. They just wasn't letting them out. You're supposed to be out. One guy was supposed to allow the work during the first 30 days of his sentence, and the judge had granted him work release. They just didn't let him out. And there are countless amount of stories, because it's a lawsuit, wrongfully held inmate lawsuit. And screwing over people in jail and getting that free labor, it's not, I mean, I don't think it's a real shock, is it? It's like regular. I mean, I thought it was as regular as Americans supposedly love apple pie, something like that. Ain't that one of those things? American apple pie and treating the poor. This is the poor being treated badly. And I don't think it's a shock, even though some people are always shocked by this stuff. What? Are you serious? Like, yeah. Really, really serious. Another case in point, Groundhog Day. Republican Representative Sean Duffy out of Wisconsin said that there's a difference between attacks carried out by Muslim extremists and attacks carried out by white supremacists or other attackers who aren't Muslim. So, say, while discussing President Trump's list of 78 attacks his administration thinks haven't been sufficiently covered, there were no attacks by white supremacists. They said, and the question was asked by Allison Camerata, why isn't the president talking about the white supremacists who mowed down 6 Muslims praying at their mosque? To which Duffy replied, I don't know, but I would just tell you there's a difference. You don't have a group like ISIS or Al-Qaeda that is inspiring attacks around the world. That was a one-off, Allison. So, now, they say there's not a group like ISIS or Al-Qaeda. Now, we know them as the KKK and other white nationalist groups. They are organizations. Last time I checked, and I don't know. Klan's been around since after the Civil War, like 1865. It's 2017. So they've been around for 152 years. It's like, I think they're older than ISIS or Al-Qaeda. I don't think ISIS or Al-Qaeda has been around for 152 years. They don't have great-great-great-great-great-great-grandkids in their organization. And as far as being a group that doesn't inspire terror, I mean, KKK. Let me think of the positive stuff that the KKK has done. Like, they've adopted freeways. I guess that's positive. I mean, we'll skip the whole hanging black folks inspiring songs like Strange Fruit, you know, hanging from the poplar tree when lynchings were, they sold cotton candy, candy corn, popcorn, whatever. They took pictures pointing them. I mean, you've seen the pictures. But those were one-offs. 152 years of one-offs. Kind of funny. But that's where we're at. So we think about Groundhog Day, Black Church in Charleston, Dylann Roof. We talk about Dylann Roof. He's a white supremacist. It's another one-off. I mean, so basically what's being said is white supremacist organizations can shoot and kill you. It's a little different than anybody else. Now, if we was predisposed to go around and bombing KKK headquarters, we would probably go to jail with the quickness. I mean, when you think about it, the KKK can operate. They say, oh, it's within their rights as American citizens to operate and, you know, exist. But let's say like there's a group like the Black Panthers. If the Black Panthers were to openly attack the KKK, like the KKK openly has attacked black people, well, basically anybody non-Caucasian, and killed them and engaged in acts of terror, you would be arrested. Heartbeat. These guys get to walk around. They know who they are. Yeah, ain't no secret. Yeah, they got the mask on, but people know who they are. It's not a big deal. I mean, so I say this. I know I don't have no quote-unquote thugs listening to the show, but I would say if you're dating a thug or if y'all like kind of hanging out, just ask them, hey, have you ever thought about shooting a Klansman and not being one yourself? It's an honest question. Not that I'm advocating violence. I'm just saying, why do they, and you know, this is to once again, these so-called thugs out here, why aren't you trying to shoot Klansmen in light of everything that has happened? They're terrorists. And apparently that doesn't make if you're a Klansman. I mean, so if you're black, I mean, just put on a white robe and start killing people in white robes. Maybe things would change. I don't know. Maybe they would get rid of the Klan if people in white robes was shooting people with white robes. Just a thought. On that note, I am Mr. F the N Word, and this was another Smooth Trauma production, and I'm out. Peace.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth.
Drama.